Good morning, colleagues. Greetings to all participants. The main points in the Russian position on this meeting documents is the following. We have looked at the model rules on identification and wish to point out the following. The terms and definitions don't define, for example, who are the participants of the rules. It could be states or enterprises or something else. In 3.7, it is proposed to state Urvis identifier and its marking on the railway rolling stock on a voluntary basis, which is additional to the current numbering systems used in accordance with applicable national laws and so forth. Our position is that the rules should be applied on a voluntary basis in order to minimize for business the consequences of an additional financial burden. The definition of contracting state is maintained in the 2021 edition of the regulations, namely, contracting state means a state that has ratified or accepted the convention and the protocol. In paragraph 7.1, article 7 of the revision of the rules, which is of 2021, it is proposed to maintain this or to prescribe the participation of the OSJD in the new edition, and it is proposed to reflect in the rules the provision that in the version proposed by the Secretariat. It is proposed to reflect in the rules the provision that the Urvis database should be available on the internet for the parties and public authorities of states that have ratified or accepted the convention and the protocol. It is also proposed to reflect in the rules the issue of tariffication of services for registering a vehicle, because the document doesn't say anything about that. In addition, we should also fully define the concept unilateral application, unilateral registration, and unilateral registrant. Thank you, colleagues, for giving me the floor, and I ask that you examine our proposal. Thank you.